WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. The snowfall has stopped outside the KJAN studios. 1/2 inch of additional snowfall since 7 a.m., bringing our total to 2.5 inches here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. And we do, of course, as we've been mentioning all morning long, have several schools that are starting 2 hours late this morning. Let's run down that list very quickly this morning. That includes Adair Casey with a 2 hour late start, Audubon 2 hours late and no morning pre-kindergarten, Bedford, Boyer Valley, Charter Oak Ute, Clarinda, Coon Rapids Bayard, Creston, Exira, EHK, and Griswold are all 2 hours late. Guthrie Center, IKM Manning, Orient Maxburg, Prescott, Red Oak, Riverside and Southwest Valley 2 hours late. No morning preschool at Corning and no morning activities at Southwest Valley. Stanton, West Central Valley of Stewart and Woodbine are 2 hours late. Also, classes or the offices at Southwestern Community College will open at 9:30 this morning. Classes start at 9:40. And at Iowa Western Community College, the Lus Hills Learner Program canceled at Atlantic 4 this morning. In the news, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors will meet this evening at the Senior Citizen Center on Walnut Street next to the City Hall and Police Building. The board is slated to discuss the senior activities area and receive a rough draft of the layout, receive a letter from the Cass County Community Health Tobacco Prevention Coordinator Carla Akers with regard to the City Council's decision on January 22nd. To vote down the first reading of an ordinance for a tobacco-free policy for Sunnyside Park and discuss recommendations for the 2014 Summer Recreation Program after hearing a report about last year's programs. They'll also discuss the Nishna Valley Family YMCA management fee. In other business, the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board will discuss a Sunnyside Park tree replacement plan, which has drawn interest from the public as far as helping replanting efforts with memorials and other gifts and labor. And they'll discuss spring and summer capital improvement projects, including renovation and refurbishing of the Camblin and Kitty Corral at Sunnyside Park and Senior Activity Area. The meeting at the Atlantic Senior Citizen Center begins at 5:15 p.m. News time is 8:02.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Star in Atlantic, your local Dish authorized retailer. You've heard about the Hopper system from Dish, but you don't know what it is. Stop at the TV Store, where we have a Hopper demo system installed for you to see how easy it is for you to experience the best in TV entertainment. We will show you how you can pause live TV, record with primetime anytime, use AutoHop to automatically skip through commercials, and use the new Dish Explorer app to find your favorite programming. With an internet connection, you can also access your favorite apps, including Facebook. The Hopper even has Bluetooth capability, so you can listen to your programming on wireless headphones while everyone else is sleeping. How cool is that? The Hopper is more than just watching TV. Stop at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic to see and hear the amazing Hopper system from Dish. Record ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC plus two additional channels. Feature must be enabled by customer. AutoHop only available for playback the next day of select primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and must be enabled by customer.
Well, the experts are keeping a close eye on Missouri River conditions as they try to predict whether water levels will be high or low in the coming months. Jody Farhat is chief of the Missouri River Water Management Office of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Farhat, who is based in Omaha, says lower river levels and above normal runoff may balance each other out.
The drought situation in the basin is much improved from a year ago. However, the main stem reservoirs remain drawn down 5 to 11 feet as a result of the 2012 drought. Soil moistures going into the winter were quite wet across much of the upper basin, which creates the potential for above normal runoff this spring, even if precipitation is normal.
From one point of view, she says it's fortunate that river levels are still quite low since the drought or else significant flooding might be in the forecast. Bill Doan, an engineer in the Corps' Water Management Office, says they expect higher than normal runoff along the upper end of the Missouri River Basin.
The 2014 calendar year runoff forecast is 26.7 million acre feet above Sioux City. This is 106% of normal. Above Gavin's Point Dam, we're forecasting 24.3 million acre feet. This is, again, 106% of normal.
The figures represent an increase since the January forecast due to several factors, a greater than expected January runoff, a higher precipitation forecast for this month, and slight increases in the runoff forecast for May through July. Well, the Fremont County Sheriff's Department reports a number of arrests over the weekend. Last Friday, about 11:20 p.m., deputies conducted a traffic stop on a Mercury Villager for a broken taillight. And the driver, 34-year-old Craig Ellis of Council Bluffs, was found to have a warrant for his possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person and possession of a controlled substance out of Nebraska. Ellis was placed under arrest, and the search of the vehicle produced a loaded firearm as well as several controlled substances. He was taken into custody on numerous charges and held on more than $131,500 cash bond and on his Nebraska warrants. A passenger in that van, 50-year-old Kelly Rochelle Gould of Shenandoah, was also arrested on numerous charges, including possession of methamphetamine and marijuana. Gould was being held on $125,300 cash bond with more charges pending. On Saturday, sheriff's deputies in Fremont County were called to County Line Bar in Shenandoah for a report of a fight in progress. 26-year-old Charles Franklin Lyles of Shenandoah was subsequently arrested for public intoxication. He was later released on a $300 bond. Also on Saturday, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office reported a domestic disturbance in Sydney at around 1:13 a.m. Sheriff's officials, along with Sydney police, responded, and 36-year-old Melvin Jury of Sydney was arrested for felony assault and domestic abuse assault and later received a contempt of court charge. Jury was being held without bond. And on Saturday in Fremont County, deputies received a report of a hit-and-run accident on Main Street in Hamburg that occurred sometime during the late evening hours of Friday or early Saturday morning. An investigation was conducted, and sheriff's officials made contact with the driver who left the scene, 21-year-old Dalton Haler of Hamburg. The investigation is ongoing, and charges were pending. Officials at the Iowa Lottery say a Messina woman was the latest big instant scratch game winner in Cass County during calendar year 2013. Kristen Karstens won $50,000 in the Super Crossword scratch-off game with a ticket purchased at the 21st Century Co-op C-Store in Messina. Iowa Lottery players won a total of $200.8 million in prizes in fiscal year 2013, the latest complete year for which the lottery has records. Prizes in instant scratch and pull tab games must be claimed within 90 days of the end of the game, and they can be claimed at any Iowa Lottery retailer where the games were sold. Well, no one won this weekend's Powerball jackpot, but a ticket worth $1 million was sold in the Des Moines area. Lottery officials say the $1 million ticket was sold at a get-and-go convenience store in Urbandale. The winning ticket matched the first five numbers in Saturday's drawing, but didn't match the Powerball. Because no one won Saturday's $330.8 million jackpot, the prize will increase to roughly $400 million for Wednesday's drawing, and that will be the sixth largest lottery jackpot ever. Elsewhere in the news, a 54-year-old registered Iowa sex offender has been given nearly 30 years in prison for child pornography and enticing a child into sexual activity. Timothy Koenig of Fenton was given 355 months in prison earlier this month after pleading guilty to several charges in September. He was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. Koenig also was convicted in 2002 of enticement of a minor and possession of child pornography. He must serve 10 years of supervised release after leaving custody. Daycare oversight in Iowa is under review at the Capitol as lawmakers in the State House ponder legislation that would expand reporting requirements for in-home child care providers. Under the legislation, all home-based daycares in Iowa would have to register with the state, with some exemptions for family members providing care. Currently, home-based daycares with five or less children do not have to register. The bill was approved by a House subcommittee last week, but lawmakers stressed they have more work to do to determine how the requirements would work and if this would require additional state spending. West Des Moines Representative Pete Cowdy said he generally supports the effort because a core function of government is ensuring the safety of the population. And a program that assigns a volunteer to speak on behalf of a child in Iowa's foster care system is looking for more participants. Organizers behind the Court-Appointed Special Advocate, or CASA, program say they currently have 460 volunteers advocating for more than 900 children in the system. They want to double the number of volunteers over the next 2 years. Jim Hennessy, an administrator who helps oversee the program, says judges and service providers believe an increase in volunteers would benefit the children. The volunteer's main job would be to represent the interest of a child during any judicial proceeding. A volunteer will complete a 30-hour training course and spend an average of 10 hours per month getting to know the child and his or her circumstances. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is kicking three U.S. embassy officials out of his country. Maduro ordered the expulsion after Washington came to the defense of an opposition hardliner Maduro blames for bloodshed during anti-government protests. Maduro says the three Americans have been trying to infiltrate Venezuelan universities under the cover of doing visa outreach. The Venezuelan universities have been a hotbed of recent unrest. Swiss officials say the co-pilot of an Ethiopian Airlines plane was seeking asylum in Switzerland when he hijacked a plane on its way from Ethiopia's capital to Rome. Officials say the co-pilot locked himself in the cockpit and took over the plane when the pilot stepped out to use the bathroom. The co-pilot, an Ethiopian man, was arrested after landing in Geneva and climbing out of a cockpit window with a rope. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Starnet Line, your local Dish authorized retailer. You've heard about the Hopper system from Dish, but you don't know what it is. Stop at the TV store, where we have a Hopper demo system installed for you to see how easy it is for you to experience the best in TV entertainment. We will show you how you can pause live TV, record with Primetime anytime, use AutoHop to automatically skip through commercials, and use the new Dish Explorer app to find your favorite programming. With an internet connection, you can also access your favorite apps, including Facebook. The Hopper even has Bluetooth capability, so you can listen to your programming on wireless headphones while everyone else is sleeping. How cool is that? The Hopper is more than just watching TV. Stop at the TV store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic to see and hear the amazing Hopper system from Dish. Record ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC plus two additional channels. Feature must be enabled by customer. AutoHop only available for playback the next day of select primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and must be enabled by customer.
In the funeral announcements, Ruth Wiedemeyer Powell, age 83 of Adair, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Ruth Powell will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Yunus Osman, age 89 of Panama, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Yunus Osman will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Helen Landon, age 81 of Atlantic, died February 10th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Helen Landon will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rosalie Clark, age 88 of Macedonia, died Tuesday at Creighton Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Rosalie Clark will be today at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Macedonia. Los Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. Roma Jensen, age 95 of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Roma Jensen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Stephen Schaff, age 54 of Messina, died Thursday at Creighton Hospital in Omaha. A funeral mass for Stephen Schaff will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Helen Langenfeld, age 94 of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. A mass of Christian burial service for Helen Langenfeld will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. G. Wayne Olson, age 84 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for G. Wayne Olson will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Roy Newberg, age 81 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Roy Newberg will be tomorrow at 11:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Brian Nielsen, age 53, retired from Urbandale, a native of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. A funeral service for Thomas Nielsen will be held Wednesday at 9 a.m. at the Caldwell Raddatz Funeral Home in Urbandale. Verlene Anderson, age 92, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Saturday at ANRC. Funeral services for Verlene Anderson will be Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Michelle Miller Woods, age 39, of East Moline, Illinois, and formerly of Greenfield, died Wednesday in East Moline. Funeral services for Michelle Miller Woods will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Margaret McNaught Rhodes, age 93, formerly of Guthrie Center, died February 10th in Colorado. Graveside services for Margaret McNaught Rhodes will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Leland Lewis Landon, age 83 of Atlantic, died Sunday at ANRC. Services for Leland Landon are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Catherine Booman Shomers, age 82 of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Sunday. Services for Catherine Shomers are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Lavilla Hansen, age 84 of Audubon, died Friday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Following a cremation, there will be a celebration of life memorial service for Lavilla Hansen held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.